Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Someone that's been part of it for quite a few years has been Travis Kelce, and there'll be more and more storylines if they get further into the postseason about, hey, is this it for Travis and everything? But Kelce was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and there's a couple things. Talk about just what we know this team has done, which is even when it seems like they maybe are floundering a little bit, they find ways to win football games.
Well, we're finding different ways to win and more ways to win early on and throughout the season. I think last year we dealt with finding ways to lose. And, you know, you can learn from both, but learning from the games you win is a whole lot more fun. And I think we got a lot of confidence in this team and a lot of guys that are willing to go that extra mile, man. And we've definitely heard all the chatter and guys like, you know, Rex Ryan saying that, you know, this team can't win in the playoffs and he's seen it before. And, you know, we hear everything, but at the same time, we know what's real and what's in this building. And that's guys that want to be accountable for the one next to them and are going to keep finding ways to be accountable week in, week out.
This year, I will say, whether we want to go specific, like blocking kicks in different ways to win, this team, out of all the years of the dynasty run so far, this year's team has found more outs to win, right? Like,
yes,
they have found more ways to win. That is absolutely a fact.
They should have been realistically like a 13-win team, which is as good as any other team in the league, by the way, 13-14.
But
they won 15.
But I think that's powerful in the postseason. Not just what you've already won multiple rings, so you know you can do it. But in a year like this, where you found a way to win 15 games, and yeah, there was the block kick, there was some doinks, right? There was crucial drives that you had to have. That is such a powerful thing to have in your back pocket as an NFL team that truly, like, it's not even a cliche with this team. Like, they believe whether they're down 7 with 30 seconds to go, or, you know, obviously down 3 with 13 seconds to go from years ago, or in this year's case, like, they know they can truly win until the clock hits 0. And every team says that, like, we know we've got it. They've shown that they can do it. Not just that they believe, they've actually done it.
I think that there's a part that's always kind of underrated when it comes to, because people always try to pretend like the human psyche part doesn't exist and it's just players versus players. There is at no point in an NFL football game in which you can feel comfortable against Kansas City. I don't care if you're up 10, down 10, tied, fourth quarter, first quarter, second quarter. You are constantly waiting with bated breath to find out how they're going to get you. Like, it doesn't, and like, you start feeling like they're going to get you. Like, when Drew's saying, hey, all these games are close, and they found these ways to win late in games, the other team is also thinking that. Drew's not the only person thinking that. They're lining up for a field goal, or they're lining up to go for fourth and one, and they're like, oh, man, this team is a stupid team. Always just like, they can feel it the same as you can feel it. Years and years and years of buildup, too, you know? You got to consider it when it comes to that, too, which is just like, they've been watching this same story be told forever. And the Texans probably are the worst of it. Last time they faced Kansas City in the playoffs, they were up 24 points and trailed by half, which is honestly genuinely impressive.
Yeah, will D'Amico Ryans, will he try a fake punt in the game? Just for flashbacks, I hope there's a fake punt in the game on Saturday. And it's Justin Reed that makes the tackle this time. Oh, it'd be great. I love when stuff like that happens. It was Dan Sorensen tackling. It was Dan Sorensen tackling Justin Reed on the fake punt that really turned the tide in the game. And I want it to be Justin Reed tackling whoever it's going to be for the Texans. Then they try a fake punt on Saturday.
Or him getting the fake punt against the Texans, right?
Yeah.
Like they run the fake punt, but it's with Justin Reed, and he just like righting a wrong that felt like it existed in only his brain.
And then you had Pat McAfee asking Travis Kelce just about, hey, his age, like, how are you feeling with that layoff?
Dude, I'm fired up, man. I'm feeling 22 all over again, baby. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Fire me up.
I'm, I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22. Hey, she had us do this thing, Trav. She had us do this thing right here.
I was hoping you caught the reference, baby. Man, I'm ready to rock and roll, man. It's the biggest thing for me is trusting Coach Reed. He's been doing this a long, long time. And when it comes to getting the bye week, we've had a few of them over the course of my career. So for me, it's just making sure we put the pads on at least one time throughout the week. Make sure we get our physicality in and get that in check. Play with some low pad level throughout the week, and then on top of that, put your feet up, man. Watch some football and get ready for some playoff action.
I totally agree with not only what he said, but Mitch Holthus was on the Kingdom show last night, and I saw some quotes from that circulating a little bit. And he mentioned, like, hey, for this team to go on another run, it may, you know, would it have been possible without the bye week? And I think there's a real conversation if they complete the task. I don't know, man. I really don't.
I think they needed the rest because of the week five bye and everything else, or week six, whatever it was. Way too early in the season.
And 3 games in 11 days that they had and all that. Like, if they are to complete the task and get to a Super Bowl and three-peat and everything,
the bye is going to be part of it.
I think it'll be because the bye was possible. And with the amount of time off, with this team, I also, you notice you and I haven't talked a ton about the rest versus rust and all that kind of stuff. I don't think that is much of a factor for a team that has also played more games than any other team in the NFL over the last 5 years. And a lot of these guys, whether it's Travis Kelce, Mahomes, Chris Jones, they play more games than anybody else in the NFL because of their runs that they've gone on. So for a team like the time off is way worth what the potential quote-unquote Russ could be for a drive or something, if you even buy into that.
I think so much of it is we know that, like, so the whole thing we've talked about, that no team is three-peated in the Super Bowl era in the NFL. Well, we know the ways that it stops. Mm. Either the cap gets you, right? Like, you just can't afford the same players you used to be able to afford, and that becomes a challenge. But because Brett Veach has done such a good job in drafting over the last couple of years, they've been able to mitigate some of it. No, they've had to let some players go, like Tyreek Hill and others. They were too expensive. They were able to keep Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes and some other players. They had to let some go because of that. We understand. But the other thing that typically, truthfully, gets you in a 3-peat run, you get hurt. You get hurt. And you can't overcome the injuries, and that's the thing that puts you down. So because you have to play a full extra ass season over the last, over the last 4 years, how many additional games, just 4 years, how many additional games have Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, and those guys, anybody who's been here that long played? 15? I mean, it's not that many, but it's 10. It's at least 10. They've been in the AFC title game in every single one of those years. And so it adds up. Getting a break matters. It just matters.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.